Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
What do girls want anyway?
Well, apparently not total losers.
We're pretty good at basketball. Yeah, as long as we don't have to run or jump or dribble or nothing.
Isaac Rob.
Hey, you guys up for a little game?
Sure.
Well, let's make it interesting. Say $20.
How about 50?
You're on.
Jason Sukanik.
Dude, we don't have $50. We don't have 20.
This is Primetime on the Fan Sports Network.
What the hell's up with that? We win, and they get the chips. That sucks, dude.
105.1 and 1080.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's jobs. We gotta get jobs. Then we get the khakis. Then we get the chicks.
The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
What's up? Good Wednesday. How's everybody doing?
Doing great.
Yeah, me too. How's Buckley doing?
Doing great.
That didn't
sound great.
Well, I'm on a even shorter week than you guys. No show for me Friday. I'll be golfing.
Don't even get me started.
So we don't have a show tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because of the Seahawks.
Yes. No show Thursday.
We're here on Friday.
I would think advocate of the 4-day work week, Isaac Ropp, would like the 3-day work week that I'm going to enjoy.
Yeah, where are you going?
Doing my annual Sun River stay and play with the college bros. Well,
the fact that you call it a stay and play.
That's what Sun River calls it.
And then you have bros.
Yep.
Jeebus.
Well, it's a great deal.
Although
I don't want to promote the deal.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't think we should promote the deal.
Yeah, we shouldn't promote the deal. But
it is a great deal.
Yeah. five rounds of golf in 3
well,
days.
Well, I mean, look, you got to pay for stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I mean, we're big time now.
Yeah.
We're in the FM.
Yeah, there's no more free Bymar shout outs here. You want this advertising.
Yeah. No Plugola.
You come and get it.
Yeah, Plugola.
Is that what it's called? I always get Plugola and Payola.
Payola.
Payola is like back in the day, they used to just pay DJs to play records. Plugola is give you free golf, and then you're like, oh, I happen to be playing.
I love it here.
Golf course. Everyone should go there.
We
can't do that. That's very illegal.
Someone here got busted years and years ago at a couple restaurants, and I guess it was really bad. Like, all he did was talk about it, and it turns out he'd been eating there free for like 2 years. Yeah, like, yeah, dude, you're fired. Can't.
And then talking about it on the radio?
Yes. Yeah. Like, I didn't listen to the show, but I guess it was like nonstop. Like, he wasn't like slipping, you know, just, oh, by the way. No, like every day.
Let me tell you, I went last night. This is what I had, course by course.
See, that's good for the company.
Yeah.
But you also don't know when that guy's going to get turfed and fined and caught.
Yeah.
And then it may be bad for you.
Yeah, you're like, whoops.
Mm-hmm. You know, because really the company, they don't really have, I mean, I don't think they have a.
No,
they're not going to get
It's not
punished.
Illegal for them.
No.
No.
Yeah, they, you know, I see why they do it.
Yeah, you just keep riding that wave.
But look.
Not here, not with here. This integrity.
Not up in
this business.
Me and Souk are professionals. Ryan Buckley, not as much.
He's talking about his stay and play.
Decidedly less professional. Yes.
Decidedly less professional. He is leaving for Sun River. And then next week?
We'll see what happens.
Look, I got to tease something.
Yeah,
I can't say anything yet.
This is very Trumpian of you. What, I'm not saying. What? I'm just saying.
I have some friends that are fat.
A lot of friends are fat.
Fat.
Nothing bad can happen. It can only good happen.
It can only good happen. Yes. That's quickly climbing my power rankings.
It is possible.
Yeah.
Entirely possible.
Yeah.
That next week, our show gets worse.
I thought it couldn't get worse. I thought it could only get good.
I'm not saying, I'm just saying. A lot of people just saying.
Buckley, you son of a bitch.
Buckley might throw.
A lot of friends, they're fat. They said, yeah, I lost some weight. I said, you don't look it to me.
There's a little fat. Buckley is throwing a wrench into our game.
Yeah.
And more on that next week.
We think.
What?
Huh?
I was throwing into Swigard. We think.
Oh.
We think. It's over.
We think.
Here's the situation.
Now, those of you that may or may not be listening that know what I'm talking about, you can pull the plug on that and... Suka and I aren't going to be mad.
No, not at all.
I'm just saying.
We're not saying, but we're saying.
Just saying.
Anyway, yes.
Nobody knows what we're talking about. Just be around next week. So, today we got to get in a lot because tomorrow is no show due to the Seahawks. Dan Lanning, again, I said this earlier in the week, but I want to reiterate. Dan Lanning will be on our show on Friday.
Yes.
So don't you worry. We're going to miss him tomorrow because of the Seahawks, but we will have him at 4 o'clock on Friday and Joey Harrington. So that'll be a big show for the Ducks Penn State game.
Yes. Well, it's a huge weekend for college football. Dare I say, I know week zero kicked rocks. Week one was great. I think this is the best week of college football so far. Maybe get to the end of the year and there's playoff implications and you know, rivalry week and all that. The real one, I'm sure, being brought to you by Woda Woda. But this is a great week.
Yeah, fat.
This is a great week. Of college football.
Got a lot of friends. They're fat.
And by the way, someone saying, Sue, definitely not promoting Jerry's for free drinks. If you've seen my bar tab, I am not getting free drinks.
He's a paying customer, folks.
I can assure you of that. I got to start throwing some weight around. Be like, hey, listen here, you sons of guns. I need some freebies.
The entity we have promoted more than any without being an advertiser.
Yeah.
It is not even close.
Yes.
It's Bi-Mart.
Yeah.
And I will assure you that I paid $5 for my Bi-Mart membership.
Yes. When I went and got my hedge clippers, those hedge clippers were on me.
Right.
By the way, I wasn't even going to say this because it just, yeah, I don't know, it was just something we were talking about. But since you brought it up, I was adjacent to the Bi-Mart today and stuff was popping off again. At the Bi-Mart.
Well, it's not Tuesday. It's not lucky number Tuesday.
No, it was not. I just was there. Again, there's a Hawaiian place. Shout out Hula Boy, by the way, which, again, I paid for. So I went to Hula Boy for lunch, which is right by the Bi-Mart. And I pulled up in the parking lot, and there's a coalition of the willing of the olds that are gathered around one old kind of beater car. And I was like, what's happening here? And then the Metro Watch pulled up, the security guard. The Metro Watch guy was not prepared for what was happening. So I was like, oh. I was like, what's going on? I thought something had happened with the group of people. Nay. Someone had parked in the handicap zone. Get this. No handicap placard.
Ooh.
And I'll tell you what. If there's one place you're not getting away with parking in a handicap spot, it's the Bi-Mart. They didn't put up with that stuff for 2 seconds. No.
Well, yeah. It's not them. It's their clientele.
Yeah.
They're all 95 years old.
They weren't happy.
I can imagine not.
I would like to point out, of the 6 people surrounding them, 2 of them had canes. One of them had that cool hurricane with like the 4-pronger.
As a person who has a handicap placard.
Yeah.
I mean, I have one in my car.
Oh, because
of my mom.
Yeah, your mom.
And so I don't use it for me, but when she is in the car with me, I use it. And I can tell you from having been out with her enough and having to use that.
Yeah.
Those handicap spots, depending on where you are, dude, they're like gold.
Yeah.
And you better have a placard. And you better not be parking there without a placard.
So,
because they're too few and far between.
Dude, they were not happy about it. So they're explaining this to the Metro Watch guy. And I was kind of chuckling to myself. I was like, oh boy. So I go in and get my food. I come back out. They're still complaining to the Metro Watch guy. And I was like,
they're going to complain as long as anyone will listen. I think we all know that about people over 80. Am I right? So that guy needs to understand what he's dealing with there, first of all.
So my favorite part is I was inside for whatever it is, have 2 minutes to go in, pay for something, and walk back out. And I was sitting there thinking to myself, do I hang around? Because I kind of wanted to see the reaction when whoever went into the Bi-Mart and comes out to see this. And I was like, nah, I'm going on my way. But my favorite part was one of the guys with the cane, He says this, direct quote to the security guard, to the Metro Watch guy. He says, now to be fair, the guy was wearing a knee brace and had a limp.
Get off my porch.
But then immediately follows up with, there's no placard.
Well,
no placard.
Did they tow him?
I don't know. I just got my card left.
I am dying.
I decided that it was not in my best interest to stick around. I just got my card left. But I love that he came clean and was like, hey, he did have a knee brace, but you got to have a placard. You got to have a placard.
Well, what's fair is fair. And you do have to have a placard.
I would also like to point out that right next to that spot and right behind that spot, two other
empty spots,
empty handicap spots.
Well, but if they're handicapped, you can't park there.
That's true, but
if there were an empty regular spot right next to it, that would have been funny.
But what I was thinking was, it wasn't like he was taking up a parking spot that then another handicapped person couldn't use.
Right.
There were three, because I don't know, there were two canes.
It's the principle of the matter.
It was the principle of the thing.
Yeah, you can't, there's got to be rules. You know, in the old world, I would imagine when you get old, it really sucks.
Yeah.
Because you're in control of nothing, including your own bowels. No. So you control nothing anymore. Everything feels like it's spiraling out of control. You can't keep up. Your brain's scrambled.
You need rules.
The one place you have rules and guidelines that everyone follows and we're all on the same page, Bi-Mart.
Yes,
I'll be damned if anyone's going to pee in that pod. Not up in here. Not here.
I really regret. Had I had more time, I should have hung around to see how that ended, but. You know,
can we talk about Metro Watch?
The poor man. By the way, the Metro Watch guy,
is he gunned up?
No, not that I saw. And also, this Metro Watch guy,
is he tased up?
I'm assuming that there's a taser there. But can we also say this to the Metro Watch guy? Tuck in your shirt. Just tuck in. He had on, you know, he had on the like.
Well, now
the,
you sound 80 years old.
Well,
what are you gonna call him in?
Oh, God. Okay. Your guy over at Bi-Mart didn't have his shirt tucked.
Well, he was wearing...
Whippersnapper.
He was wearing the... What do they call, like, the military pants with the big pockets?
Tactical pants?
Cargo pants?
But, like, in the tactical version. Like the kind that Scotty Scheffler ruined.
Like utility pants?
Utility pants.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Yeah. The Scotty Scheffler pants. He had some utility pants on, right? And then he had the boots, and he had the little the work shirt with the badge and the shoulder thing and all that, putting off a real cop vibe, but... Dude, you got out of your Honda Civic that has Metro Watch on it.
Isn't this guy here Metro?
That's same sort of thing.
Yeah.
Picture that guy. And all I'm asking is if you're going with a real authoritarian sort of, I'm here to solve solutions, you can't wear a work shirt untucked. I need that tucked in. That was the first thing I noticed when I saw the Metro Watch guy. You gotta tuck. That is a must tuck situation. Otherwise, you don't look like you have any authority there whatsoever.
So if I want private security.
Yeah.
Is Metro private?
Yeah, all that stuff is
like
private.
Like you have to hire them.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So the company hires them.
Yes.
Or the owner of the lot.
The owner of the lot or whatever. I'm sure all those businesses get together and they hire a security guard.
So is that the lowest on the totem pole in terms of security? I mean, can I get gunned up security?
Yeah.
Private security?
Yeah, I've talked about it. The Nordstrom's down here, the one at Pioneer Courthouse Square, they have Rambo. He is the scariest security guard of all time.
Who is he with?
I don't know.
Private security company?
Private security company. But he one, he'll rip your face off, and two, that dude is strapped.
I'm going to start a private security company.
Don't
you think I should do that?
I would love to
You'll
see...
be my first security guard.
I would bet you need a hell of a lot of insurance.
And
you license. Liability.
Yeah. Because I do know, because that one, and I don't go into that one, but I'm down there a bunch and I see that guy. And every time I see him, I even say to him, I'm like, dude, you are the best looking security guard of all time. If that guy was in front of every building, there'd be no crime. That dude terrifies me. But the Nordstrom Rack down here, the one at the airport, they've got an armed guy too. And I always find that interesting that at Nordstrom, of all places, they're packing heat. Like you're going in there to like steal some designer sunglasses.
They have fine jewels in there, don't they? They have some pretty high-end stuff.
Well, they got guns. So I'm guessing to hire armed security, it's probably way more expensive.
This says salaries for private security positions vary, but as of late 2025, the average annual salary for a security officer in Portland, Oregon is around $40,000 to $45,000.
Yeah.
$20 to $22 an hour.
And I think that's the idea, is that Jim Jeffries does a bit on that, like like with school shootings and all that.
Yeah, who am I getting there?
Well, that's what he says. Like someone shows up with like an AR-15 spraying bullets and you've got Kevin, you know, making, what do you say, $22.50 an hour?
$20 to $22 an hour.
I believe his line is not a wiggle room to be an effing hero. You know, there's a
Well, those guys are kind of just a deterrent, right? Like for some people, it's just like, hey, there's a security guard.
It's like to stop petty theft and vandalism.
I'm not
and stuff.
Messing with this. But if something really goes down,
you can't count on that.
Yeah.
No.
Sorry, Metro.
No, you cannot. Well, dude, if I was your security guard, I'd be fine for the petty stuff. But you are right that if bullets start flying, my first instinct, like I wonder this about like the Wells Fargo armored car drivers and stuff. Like I've seen Heat enough times. I'll tell you what, if I'm an armored car driver. And like Robert De Niro and Val Kilmer pull up and are like, by the way, we're robbing this. I'd be like, here's the keys.
Go ahead.
And
away.
Here's my wallet. Here's my gun. Let me open that up for you. Can I help you put the bags in the car?
Would you like me to put you in touch with some of my colleagues too?
Yeah, because you know what I'm not doing? I'm not taking a bullet for the company paying me $22.50 an hour. And by the way, that money is insured. And I don't get a dime if I prevent you from doing that. So go right ahead. But there's always those people that want to play, you know, Captain America, and you know they've got their boots tucked into their pants, and they're ready to go.
I want that guy. That's my guy at my company. I want 25 of those guys.
That's I think that's problematic.
The guy I want.
Except that guy's going to end up shooting grandma over God knows
well,
what.
Well, look, there will be casualties to keep everyone safe. Okay,
you know. Pulls out his gun for no good reason and ends up, you know, firing one over the shoulder and ends up winging someone in the other parking lot. Someone's going to the discount bargain market next door, catches a stray in the arm, and then you got a lawsuit.
Well,
then you got Donnikin coming at you.
That's where my cleaning service comes in.
All kind of comes in. Multiple companies working in one.
I'm in the wrong field.
Yeah.
All right. Well, guys, big show. Okay, it really is. It really
Love
is.
Our Wednesdays.
It really is.
You're
yeah,
launching your private security and cleaning business, so that's something.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Buckley, don't be a smartass.
I mean, you tell me someone who uses private security can't also use a house cleaner? Of course they can.
Well, I didn't say house cleaner.
Oh, cleaning. Yes. That kind of cleaning.
Yeah. Think Harvey Keitel.
Yeah. The wolf.
Yeah.
Well, what if you also did house cleaning?
Yeah, that could be the front.
Yeah.
That in my typewriter store.
You have to have a front.
Yeah.
Yeah. That Tom Hanks is up to no good, I promise you.
Yeah, you know what's going on in the back of typewriter stores.
Yeah, dude. I think that way about like antique stores too. You ever go into that store and you're just like, dude, there's no way this place stays open.
Yeah, but you know what though? There's enough. I have a mom that's into antiques, and I got to tell you, that is a scene. And there are enough people that they love that. Like that is their thing. That is their bit.
But so many of them are just these old terrible tchotchkes that it seems like no one wants. I'm like, there's no way that anyone wants 95% of the things.
I don't know if
they're not making money off.
I don't know if it's still there.
I think it's a labor of love.
But there was an antique store in La Center, Washington, when I lived there, and I lived there for 10 years. And by the way, everything in that store, oh my God, it was so freaking expensive. And I never once in all my years of living there saw someone go in or out or buy anything. And yet somehow it was open and everything in there was a gajillion dollars.
They
were illegal panda fighting and like human trafficking in the basement. I'm convinced of it.
Illegal pandas down there, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
There is a hutch and a roll top desk. Look, this is exclusive information. Okay. You will get this nowhere else. There is a hutch. And by hutch, I don't even know what a hutch is, but it's like it's a big antique piece of furniture. Okay.
Sure. Yes.
Often like a sideboard, you see it in a dining room where it's kind of like a shelf that you can move around.
Yeah. It almost looks like a buffet and it's got some nice, beautiful, drawers.
Usually
and
a cabinet beneath.
Such. Yeah. Yes. And a mirror up top.
We know the hutch.
There's a hutch and a roll top desk at a consignment shop in downtown Salina, Kansas for $6,000 and $3,000 respectively.
Oh my God.
So dude, that stuff goes for some cha-ching.
Jesus.
Yes. They're nice.
Look at the ROPs rolling deep.
I told you the ROPs are antiquers.
I guess.
And so these are two pieces that we couldn't bring all the way out here because we didn't have room. They're huge and heavy. So they're just sitting in there. So if anybody wants them, make an offer.
Head on down to Salina. I ship that
because
to you.
I don't know what the hell I'm gonna do with them.
I don't know.
They don't know what they're going to do with it.
They're going to sit there for the next 10
I guess
years.
We'll just keep them there. All it takes is one.
All it takes.
That's what the consignment lady tells me. Right. All it takes is one.
Someone walk in and be like, yes.
That's it.
Yeah.
I kind of want the roll top desk. It's pretty badass, but yeah. It's just so big. And you know, that's like 1,500 miles away, 1,800 miles away.
Yeah. Your parents are willing to cut you a deal on it, but not give it to you. Nope.
No, I think he'd give it. It's just, he's like, we'll take it. I don't.
We'll see about that.
Yeah. All right. Well, apparently there's been quite a battle going on for who will buy the Trailblazers.
Yeah, speaking of kerfuffles, my dream of the Panda Garden may be going away.
Yeah. Dude. I mean, it's getting wild, and we've got a lawsuit.
Yeah.
So now we have to take time out of our busy football day to talk about this.
Yep.
We'll do that next on The Fan. You know, something going on right now before we get to this Blazers lawsuit... something going on that I think you should be interested in.
What you got?
The Padres are in the bottom of the seventh.
Yes.
They are attempting to pull to within one game of the Dodgers in the NL West.
Yeah, the Dodgers ended up crapping the bed last night.
The Padres have the bases loaded with one out against the Brewers, Milwaukee leading 2-1. This is huge because if the Padres win this game... Mm-hmm. And they are losing right now, but they have the bases loaded.
Yeah.
They pull within one of the Dodgers. Now, why that's important for you is if the Mets get the sixth seed, you'd probably prefer to play the Padres over the Dodgers, would you not?
Yes. I don't want them to do the Dodgers.
Padres, if they win the division, could jump to the three seed and play you guys.
Oh.
And then the Dodgers would drop to the five.
Honestly,
And they would play the Cubs.
I haven't even thought about that. I'm just white-knuckling this whole thing.
Yeah, at this point, you just got to worry about... You.
Dude, the Mets were down 6-1 last night to the Cubs.
Yeah, they said it was the biggest comeback win of the season for the Mets.
Dude, and they found a way to do it. They brought Diaz into the eighth, and I was like, oh my God, here we go. Like, this isn't going to work.
He struck out 5 of 6.
Dude, it was just...
Good stuff.
That was... And who knows what'll happen. There's 5 games to go. Dude, that was just a monster comeback for the Mets. If they end up in the postseason, you can point to that game as maybe a turning point.
So we woke up this morning, and Oregon Live tried to scare us by saying that there's a lawsuit that could, I believe they used the term, derail?
Derail, complicate, delay.
Delay.
Well, I saw this last night, and I didn't.
The Blazers sale.
I saw it right as we were kind of going off the air. It came across Twitter, and I was kind of like, and it was from something called like Law 360, and I was like, what the hell? So I kind of assumed that it was just, I don't know. One of those sports lawsuits. It was just a few bucks here or there, and I was like, whatever. And then, when I got home and I was kind of looking at it, I was like, oh, this may actually be bad.
Raj, is it Raj Sports? Is that how I'm to pronounce that? Raj,
I believe so.
These are the owners of the Thorns.
Yes,
and the Portland Fire.
Yeah, the brother and sister led group that has come into town and originally bought the Thorns. And then brought the Fire here.
So it sounds to me, am I wrong, that they have been battling, they have a group as well that wanted to buy the Blazers?
Yeah, so this
And they lost out to this Dundon guy.
Yes.
Because ultimately the Allen estate came out and said they had agreed with Tom Dundon. So Raj is pissed, and apparently behind the scenes, there's been this whole battle. And apparently now, today, what we've learned is that Raj Sports has filed a lawsuit to block the sale of a minority stake in the Blazers to the group that includes the founders of the Panda Express chain. The suit alleges a breach of confidentiality and exclusivity agreement regarding the sale of the Blazers. And that, of course, is the... I don't know their name. What are their names? Cheng?
Yeah, so
Peggy and Andrew Chen?
Yes. So the Bethals are the owners of the Thorns and the Fire.
They're Raj Sports.
They're Raj Sports.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
they're the ones bringing it. Yeah. And then the Panda Garden people.
Andrew and Peggy Chern. I don't know. It's C-H-E-R-N-G. Not sure how to pronounce it.
Yeah, so let's
The founders of Panda Express. They are being sued. Raj Sports is saying that they violated a breach of confidentiality.
Yeah. So basically, and this is all weird because no one will comment on it.
Right.
Shocking. So all we know is kind of a little synopsis, a little brief snapshot. So what it sounds like, kind of reading through this, is Raj Sports put together a group to try to buy the Portland Trail Blazers. Now, like Dundon, Raj Sports don't have this kind of money. The Blazers are selling for $4 billion in liquid cash. It's actually, what, 4.2? Is it 4.25? 4.2.
Is that why they didn't accept my offer?
Yeah, I think that probably has something to do with it. So, Dundon does not have this kind of money. We talked about this. He does not have FU money. And so, obviously, they're taking on other partners, and this is the way most of these groups are going now. Very few people are like the Waltons that came in and bought the Broncos, or like the Cronkies of the world. Larry Ellison was a guy that originally some people thought might be interested in this, and you're like, dude, that guy's got $370 billion. He's just writing checks. But Dundon needed to get partners, and Dundon is not the richest guy in the world. So it sounds like the Panda Express people, they're the ones that actually, they're the biggest swing and D financially.
They have the most money. They have more money than Tom.
No, it's not even close.
Dr. Tom.
Dundon's worth like two and some change, two to three billion. It sounds like the Panda people are worth almost $8 billion. So you can kind of put it together that Raj Sports probably went to the Panda people who do have local ties. That's a local group here, and went to them and said, hey, we're putting a group together to try to buy the Blazers. Probably talked to him, signed a confidentiality agreement, and then at some point, according to the Raj Sports people, they probably got with Dundon, somehow liked that deal better, went with Dundon's group, and they're the big financial backing behind this, and now the Raj people are like, you don't get to do that. You signed an exclusive deal with us at a confidentiality agreement, and they're saying if you break that, they're not saying that Dundon can't buy.
Right.
They're saying that the Panda people
can't be a part of it.
Can't be a part of it. And if they can't be a part of it, now you got to wonder, does Dundon have the money to then complete the sale?
Yeah.
And does he then have to go back and resubmit bids, or does the process get opened up again? So this, believe it or not, could end, and they filed it in Delaware. I'm assuming it was in Delaware simply because that's probably... That's probably friendlier to their lawsuit. You do this all the time. They file lawsuits in states where they have a history of siding with one particular group in these sorts of things. And this could seemingly blow up Dundon's offer, or at least delay the sale of it while this gets drug out in court. Mm. Or maybe the Panda people end up writing a check and just, you know, paying off the Raj people and this goes away. We don't know. But well, it's an interesting development.
It certainly is an interesting development, but is a confidentiality violation, is that really is that a deal breaker violation?
Yeah, it could be. Because
I don't know.
If you're talking about getting a group together to buy a multi-billion dollar sports franchise and you sign something that says, hey, you can't talk about what we're willing to bid, you can't talk about the efforts we're putting together, and then someone goes behind your back and joins another group and talks about what you did. I have some friends of mine that kind of exist in this world, like private equity, and NDAs and this sort of stuff is huge. Like it's a big deal. So
yeah, apparently Delaware is where their corporation is registered.
Okay.
Are the Thorns people trying to get the whole city to hate them now?
This is the only problem with that, is that if this gets opened up and the Bethals or the Raj people don't end up, you've kind of pissed in everyone's pot here.
Don't end up what? Owning them?
Yeah, because it's...
Well, we don't want them to own. We want Dundon. I like this Dundon guy.
So, yeah, this
so far.
This is an interesting... It's an interesting strategy.
F these people.
Yeah. I think a lot of people... If this gets delayed and this gets drug out in court by a year or you know, somehow this gets blown up and we have to start it all over again, I'm guessing this does not endear anyone in that group to the fine people of Portland.
Well, and it probably doesn't, most importantly, doesn't endear them to the Paul Allen estate, does it?
I wouldn't imagine. And then the other one is, too, is that if
they have to pick a new buyer.
Well, if Dundon ends up buying the Blazers, he gets the Moda Center to go along with that, and the Portland Fire have to play in Moda Center.
Yeah.
Or should I say, the Panda Garden.
Man, what a mess already.
Yeah.
God dang it.
Yeah. More importantly, I want my orange chicken for 100 points, damn it, and I want it to be renamed. Can we all admit that Moda Center is dumb? It's just, it's...
Well, I mean,
Moda Health probably doesn't think so.
Yeah, exactly.
Get out of here.
It's a sponsorship deal.
You're telling me you don't want to go to the Panda Garden? Let's go. Orange chicken for everybody?
I'm kind of out on Panda Express.
It's not Panda Express. It's Panda Garden. Thank you.
And I'm also out on...
they rebranded?
No, I just want...
Because of, yeah, basketball.
I want the building to be the Panda Garden.
I'm out on the Panda and the Chinese food. So how about that?
Nay.
And anything Express is...
So we'll...
Wait, you're out on Chinese food?
Red flag. Yeah, I'm not a huge Chinese food
guy. Oh, you're an idiot.
Yeah. No, thank you. Uh-huh. All right. Well, coming up next.
And by the way, yeah, all of this stuff, no one's talking. Everything's quiet. Everyone's deferring to the legal process. And now we just have to wait and see what shakes out.
Chinese food is amazing.
Thank you.
Coming up next, guess who's top five in the NFL in QBR?
I got an idea.
And it's not me.
No.
China!
Here is Buck, who likes Chinese food.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hey, real quick, they have a close-up. Have you seen the close-up of David Fry's hit by pitch yesterday?
Yep. No, I have not seen it, but I guess he has multiple facial fractures.
So there's a close-up of Tarik Skubal's fastball hitting him square in the face.
I just look up, like...
Yeah, you'll see it. I mean, it's a...
Not yet.
It's an unbelievable shot, yeah. Still shot. And you can see that the ball, because when it's in... real time, you can't really tell where it hits him, but you can just see it hits him square in the face.
Yeah.
The ball hits him in the mouth. It's his lip that's like flaying.
Mm-hmm.
Not his, it misses his nose. It hits his lip.
Hits his lip.
Which is worse? Being hit, like, would you rather have that fastball hit you right in the schnoz or right in the mouth?
As somebody who's had teeth knocked out both by a baseball and just from the ground, I don't want any more teeth knocked out. I will take it right to the
schnoz.
Nose. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's probably right.
I've never had teeth knocked out, but I'm the opposite. I've broken my nose.
Would you rather have it hit your mouth then?
Boy, see, I've had my nose broken like in fights or like grappling with people too. I think my broken nose is different than having a 100-mile-an-hour fastball in the nose.
Yeah, because that's like a shattered nose?
Shatter your
different
nose.
Degrees.
Yeah, when I've had my nose reset, it kind of sucks for a moment, but they just stick a rod up there and then crank it back. I'm guessing if you get hit in the nose and it shatters your and then you're risking like an orbital break. I honestly think I might rather
take your mouth.
It's tough because it's the dental work's expensive, but then again, so is facial reconstruction.
God, man, I think I might just take the mouth under because the lower it gets, I think that avoids my cheeks and eyes. I don't know, man.
Yeah,
that's all kinds of bad. I want nothing to this day. And this is why I was never a good baseball player. I got hit in the face when I was like 8 years old, yeah, little league, and it wasn't bad. I am scared of baseballs. I do not handle it well. And I don't know, it freaks me out. There's just something about balls getting like that.
What?
Like, I have a hard time watching that. The replays of it. It just terrifies me. And I hear from everyone that plays baseball, they're like, it's not that bad. And I'm like,
So, he was hospitalized last night, and we haven't heard, you know.
Well, I guess Scooble went and visited him.
Yeah. Did he? Yeah.
They just said he's out indefinitely, and he has multiple facial fractures.
Well, season's over. Well, yes. Actually, their season isn't over.
Well, he's not coming back for the playoffs. If you have multiple facial fractures, you can't risk getting hit in the in the face again.
All right. Guess who is top five in QBR in the NFL, and we are in week four?
Sam Darnold.
Nope.
Daniel Jones,
Daniel
Indiana Jones.
Jones.
Daniel Jones. That's right, boys. I was just looking at the top five in QBR. Lamar Jackson, Jared Goff, Jordan Love, and Josh Allen. And third on that list, Daniel Jones.
They punted last week for the first time, and I believe...
Yeah, they actually have a punter.
If I'm remembering correctly... I want to say it was either 22 or 23. It was their 22nd or 23rd possession of the year where they punted for the first time, and that is an NFL record.
Juggernaut offense.
No one has ever gone longer without punting than those Colts.
Didn't they play Denver?
Yes.
They did.
Denver's got a good defense.
One of the best in the league.
Now, they also played Tennessee.
True.
And they also played Miami.
Yes. Well, look.
And this week they play the Rams, so we'll see. But there
will be a regression here.
Of course.
But
is Daniel Jones good?
He might be.
Is he good? Is this an indictment on the entire Giants organization?
Yes. Absolutely. Just like Sam Darnold was an indictment on the entire Jets organization.
Because remember, Jones did go to the Vikings for a short period.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they didn't want to keep him.
Yeah, they ended up
And they're a good offense. I mean, that coach is good.
O'Connell is one of the best. And I really liked Steichen before the whole Anthony Richardson thing kind of blew up in his face.
And you know what else? This is the work of the OC, everyone's favorite Jim Bob Cooter.
Is he the OC in Indy?
He is. Oh.
Well, and like I was looking at some of the advanced statistics, and they have a really good scheme for Daniel Jones too. They're playing him under center. They're running the ball really well. There's a good old line behind it. There's a good scheme. It could be one of those things where their offense is it's very, very run, play action, under center. In fact, I think the only team under center more is the Rams and Matthew Stafford. And we've seen this a little bit over the years where the Saints did this did it last year. Remember the same sort of thing where they only ran maybe three guys out in routes, a lot of two tight end stuff, kind of protected the quarterback, play action, all that stuff. Traditionally, that has not aged super well as you get into the season and you play against better defenses. You need to be able to mix that up. And so we'll see if there's an evolution here with the Colts. They play really good defense. They run the ball well. He's not turning the ball over, which has been a horrific problem for him. And he just looks really good right now. So I expect some regression. But we saw this last year with like Minnesota. If you get a good complement of players around a guy and he doesn't turn it over and there's a good scheme... Is Daniel Jones the reason why the Colts are 3-0? I don't think he's the sole reason behind it, but we've seen this before where you can put a good system in place there. And I think it's awesome for a guy that was absolutely thrown to the wolves in New York to see him doing this.
You know what I was looking at his stats today, and you know, Football Reference has the Hall of Fame monitor.
Yeah.
And of course, no one's calling Daniel Jones a Hall of Famer.
No.
But the Hall of Fame monitor is where they rank quarterbacks. And so you can it's an analytic, and you can see how they compare to Hall of Famers, but also how they compare to other contemporaries, right? So it spits out a number. I don't know what all goes into it, but do you know who they have as a current NFL quarterback that is the closest equivalent career arc and stats to Daniel Jones?
What do you got?
Current QB1 in the NFL. You want to take any guesses?
I have no idea.
I'm going to guess Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, stop it.
You idiot.
Why?
True story.
No, it's not Patrick Mahomes.
I couldn't even fathom a guess.
Well, you probably think it's bad, right?
Yeah.
I thought it was, I was going for the superstar trajectory, so.
It's Trevor Lawrence.
Well, look, that's not good.
No, it's not.
No, but think of how we talk about Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, and I don't talk about him that way. Trevor Lawrence has his own set of problems.
But Trevor Lawrence has a completely different reputation than Daniel Jones.
Yes.
And yet, here we are. They're kind of the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the part that's jarring.
It's unbelievable.
People think generally really positively about Lawrence, or at least average, and they think negatively about Jones.
And Daniel Jones...
That's what the Giants can do to you.
Daniel Jones won a playoff game with the Giants, but again, it just goes to show you, bad scheme, bad players around you, but and the turnovers. Daniel Jones was a turnover just machine. But he's not turning the ball over. He's making good decisions, and he's got a better cast around him, and he's being put in a better spot to succeed.
You know, it's interesting when you... When you turn it over like that, Jameis Winston had this too.
It's a killer. You can't play.
Of course, but it oftentimes gets blamed solely on the player.
Yes.
You know, you just become that player who just, we can't trust you because you turn it over.
Yeah.
I think what we're seeing, or maybe we should think a little bit more about, is that when a player turns it over so much, is it just the player?
Yeah.
Or is it... How much culpability do the coaches in the system have?
Sure. Well, Kurt Warner, who I love following, Kurt Warner talks about this all the time, that instead of just when we look at a box score or we see a result of something, we instantly make sweeping things. And he goes, dude, even Kurt says, I think he does the best job of analyzing quarterback play of anyone in the game right now, anyone in the media. And he says, even he, when he looks at stuff, he has a hard time because he's not in the huddle. He doesn't know what all the schemes are. Right. And that's an educated man. And he goes, dude, there's times I'm watching. He goes, I don't know who to blame this interception on. Do I blame it on the quarterback? Do I blame it on the play caller? Do I blame it on the receiver running the route? So there is way more to it, to your point, than just, hey, he ended up with 12 interceptions. Screw you. You suck. But when it happens year after year, inevitably we do put it on a guy, but yeah, this may end up being not a Daniel Jones problem. It may end up being a Dable problem.
How much money is he going to make? You know, Jones right now is on a 1-year deal for $14 million.
Yeah.
He's making himself a lot of dough.
The only thing I'll say about that is Sam Darnold had this same sort of thing, and Sam Darnold did not, I mean, he got a nice deal with the Seahawks, but it was Geno Smith money. So,
well, but that's what I think. What he's,
yes.
That's what we're talking
that's
about.
That's what we're talking about.
You know, in that range. Yes. Maybe a little bit, depending on how they do this year.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit more than that.
Sam Darnold won 14 games last year.
I know, but it...
And they still moved on from him.
But it ended very poorly.
Yes.
So, and I mean very poorly.
Yes.
Detroit hammered him.
Mm-hmm.
Totally exposed him.
You know,
and then who beat him in the playoffs? They were one and done in the playoffs.
Yeah, they were one and done. I think the Rams got him.
Was it the Rams?
I think it was the Rams. Rams are Commanders. The other one, too, is, do you know right now the Colts are being blitzed by almost 10% higher than any other team in the NFL? Teams are like, dude, we're just going to throw crap at Daniel Jones, and it's not
working.
It's not working.
Yeah, it was the Rams.
The Rams, yeah.
All right, well, there's a Daniel Jones segment for you guys out here on a Wednesday.
You didn't even know.
Any other show doing that on a Wednesday, huh? Huh? Hey, coming up next, okay, I have to pivot because we're short on time for this hour.
Pivot.
I have a fun college football stat, but at the top of the hour, this is how long we've been on the air.
Ooh.
In honor of our anniversary.
Long time, which I'm still not invited to.
Which is tomorrow.
Which still hurts my feelings.
But we are not going to be on the air tomorrow.
No, so we're doing it today.
So, yeah, we'll talk about that at 4 o'clock on The Fam.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom?
Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This is Goose. You ever listen to Goose?
I do not listen to Goose.
Have you heard of Goose?
Goose.
Goose is kind of a hot band right now.
I don't know Goose.
I think Goose is hot.
They're kind of a trendy jam band.
They're jam, yeah.
When I think of Goose, I just think of Top Gun.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Talk to me, Goose.
Yeah, talk to me. Or Rooster now, you know.
I got a fun college football stat for you.
Talk to me.
I'm going to talk to you.
Talk to me, Goose, or Rupp.
Buck forwarded this on to me, so let's give Buck credit here for something, finally. The top seven transfer portal classes in college football.
Okay. I know Texas Tech, I think, is one.
They're number two.
Oh, they're two?
Well, yeah, I don't know if I had put these down in order.
Is this like recruiting rankings or?
This is the top seven transfer portal classes.
Okay.
For this year.
That are playing right now.
Correct. They are 27-0 this season.
Oh.
Thank you.
That is a fun little nugget.
Is that a fun stat?
Yeah.
The classes are LSU.
I'm guessing Florida State's in there.
Texas Tech.
Mm-hmm.
Miami. Ole Miss. Oregon. Hmm. Florida State. Missouri.
Well, I'll be damned.
How about that?
So it turns out that transfer portal, hey, Dabo, take a look. It pays. Well,
it's early. But.
Yeah, it's early. And I don't know as much about, like, Ole Miss's roster. I know LSU rebuilt their defense through that. I know Texas Tech spent more than anyone on their transfer portal and completely revamped both of their lines.
Well, it showed last week.
Yeah, dude, they punched Utah right in the face. You know, I'll tell you what, without the transfer portal, Oregon would be in some trouble because
you're right.
Their offensive line...
Well,
would not be what it is without the transfer portal. I mean,
left side is new.
Yes. Well, and the best lineman they've had has not been Isaiah World. He's been fine. Harkey on the other side, the kid from Texas State, he's been their best lineman.
I mean, I think you could look at all these classes or all these teams and say that it was really important for them to snatch a good class this year. You mentioned Oregon.
Yeah.
Florida State. I mean, God.
They completely revamped their roster.
And they won two games last year.
Yeah, they won twice. They went undefeated to two wins. They had to do this. LSU is back because of transfers. Texas Tech has risen because of transfers. And Miami is really good. Have you watched Reuben Bain Jr.?
I have.
That guy's good, man.
Well, they're saying that he could be potential number one overall pick type good.
Yes. Well, he looks it.
Yes.
Dude, they're Miami. Say what you will about Mario Cristobal. They are a complete team.
Yeah.
They have it all.
Yeah. So, I mean, we know that the transfer portal can overhaul your team. Well, then this is what I think we were talking about this maybe like a week ago. What we haven't seen yet is the
transfer championship.
The transfer championship, and we haven't seen and it's been only a couple years. I don't think it's conducive to be transfer heavy every single year, right?
Depending on who's out there.
Like it has to be if you aren't recruiting and building depth within, you aren't you're not going to be consistent year after year after year.
It also seems like position groups may be kind of dependent year to year. Like we went like 2 years ago, I think we had a great quarterback class. This last year, there weren't that many quarterbacks. So like you can't expect to get your key pieces every time from there. But if you can hit your home runs when they're there.
I think the elite schools, like what Florida State this year was really impressive, right? They had to completely revamp their team. We have not seen teams be able to do this. We've seen teams rise up for 1 year. Michigan State did this. Colorado did this. We see Florida State this year. But if you're having to rely on 30 new kids every single year, I still believe that that is not going to be successful. Like you look at whether it's Oregon or Penn State or Alabama or anyone that hits the portal. We'll take Oregon just because it's in our backyard here. That yes, you rebuilt your offensive line. You came into this and we're like, crap, we have giant holes. No, we don't. Filled all three. But when you look at the overall depth, if this team's going to go somewhere, it's going to be because of the meat and bones of the team. It's still homegrown. Right. And I still think that is the recipe is homegrown depth, homegrown consistency, and then fill in the holes. Like if you're an elite program, you should not have to go into a year thinking to yourself that you have no, like when you need a quarterback, like, we'll go find one. We have a championship team. We don't need to start a true freshman at left tackle. When you have the money and you have the resources, you can go out and find a left tackle.
Does it say something that Oregon only had? I mean, they had one of the best transfer classes because they had some high-end talent in it,
yeah.
but there were only 11 transfers in.
Yes.
I mean, that is different than Miami, who got 25
yes.
transfers in.
Yes.
Texas Tech, 22.
And
Oregon was a little more choosy, yes. a little more higher end, fewer holes to fill. So yes. that's a little different than completely revamping your roster.
And that's why I believe that programs like that, the Oregon thing is ultimately going to be the one that is more successful. It's more sustainable and you end up being deeper as opposed to quick fix patches over large portions of your team. The patch works at certain positions, but it can be kind of terrifying when you look at it and you say, hey, every year we got 8 guys starting on defense that are all in the transfer portal. I don't think there's a coach in the country minus Deion Sanders who doesn't want to recruit that believes that that is a sustainable way to go about building your roster. It's just, it's too hit and miss. It's too many. Like Mekhi Hughes was the guy that Oregon went and got, and we all thought was going to be at the time, one of the top 2 or 3 backs. In fact, we'll take it a step further. You could make the argument that 2 of the top 3 or 4 backs in the transfer portal were Jay Knott from Cal, who ended up going to Oklahoma, and Mekhi Hughes from Texas to Oregon. You know what both of those guys have in common?
Doing nothing.
They're not playing. They can't see the Ott's
not even.
No.
Let me see what.
Dude, they're just not seeing. Like
going into 9 last carries. Week. Yeah, 9 carries for like 17 yards.
He's and it's nothing. It's not an injury thing.
Wow.
He just isn't making the cut.
Well, they have Torrey Blaylock.
Yeah, and Oregon has like 9 running backs, and you know it's just one of those things. So this is kind of my point. If you go into the season saying, hey, you know, we don't have anyone, but we got to go get Ott, we got to go get Hughes, and then those guys don't end up like working out, you're like, ah, hell. But when you recruit like Oklahoma and Oregon does, and you got a stable of 4 backs that you really like, you're like, all right, we missed on one. Oh, well, okay, we got a bunch of others, you know? And so I think the transfer portal is essential, but it cannot be. I'll see what Florida State does next year, but Michigan State, Colorado, SMU did this. We just haven't seen those teams do it year after year. I just think it's a little bit like winning the lottery, or at least playing the lottery, because when it hits, everything is great. But man, to say you're going to do it year in and year out, it's a ballsy move.
Well, it may be kind of one of those things where, like, Florida State had to do it.
Yes.
LSU kind of had to do it.
Yes.
Brian Kelly was feeling some heat.
Yes.
So it's that.
Yes.
It's like that. That's what forces it. And then. So you don't do it every year, but some years you have to.
Yeah.
Texas Tech, same thing.
Yeah. Well, Texas Tech was like one of those where they were like, dude, we need an influx of talent. We are not good enough.
That's
so it's like, well, you know, we go
you
do
gotta
it.
You got to do it.
But for the truly elite teams, I do think you're more selective. And it's like, hey, we have holes. We're going to fill those specific holes as opposed to, dude, we just got to get an influx of talent. And we got to come in and we got to shake things up.
All right. This is how long we have been on the air. Next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.